morning on WCHL, a career teacher has become less attractive in North Carolina, meaning a degree in the education field has lost some of its luster as well.
Across the state, we have been put in a little bit of a defensive position to defend education a little bit and why it's a good choice.
UNC's Journalism School has named its Hall of Fame inductees, including one of our own. And President Obama has ordered troops to Africa to help in the Ebola outbreak, and some companies here in the United States are trying unconventional methods in the attempts of finding a cure. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the UNC men's soccer team is top dog. Carolina volleyball is moving up the ranks. Plus, the Tar Heel football team returns to the gridiron, but it won't be with ease in Greenville this weekend.
You're talking about an in-state team. The good part about it is the regional rivalry that I've talked about before, that the fans, they love it.
While we were away, Carolina schedule.
And,
while we were away, Carolina schedule turned downright nasty.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607, 63 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. The UNC School of Education is having its share of problems, attracting new students who want a career in teaching, and for predictable reasons, lack of incentives and statewide cuts to teaching programs. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
I would think that we are very much in the same situation as other schools of education across the state.
That's Ann Bryan, Assistant Dean for Student Affairs at the UNC School of Education. Recent news reports about declining enrollments for School of Education programs are sobering. Speaking recently with WCHL, Bryan confirmed that the UNC School of Education is feeling the pain too. She supplied some raw numbers that show an especially startling drop in undergraduate admissions for the 2014-15 school year. Only 81 undergrads enrolled this time around, compared to 113 the year before. Graduate admissions are a little better, up to 171 from 151 last year, but 2 years ago, the number was around 230. Bryan said there's a noticeable trend of students turning away from education as a major, and she lays some of the blame on the state's elimination of the Teaching Fellows program and the recent elimination of master's pay for teachers that earn advanced degrees.
Across the state, we have been put in a little bit of a defensive position to defend education a little bit and why it's a good choice in light of some decisions made at the state level, particularly around pay.
Bryan says she's not entirely dejected by declining numbers. She said the School of Education has an ear to the ground for students who may not even want to go into teaching, but into education policy instead.
I think that our relatively new education minor is bursting with students.
It's not that the department is giving up on drawing aspiring teachers either. Bryan said the School of Education is stepping up recruitment efforts with more college fairs, open houses, information sessions, and working with undergraduate admissions to get the word out.
North Carolina has high needs areas still where teachers in math, science, and special education can pretty much get a job anywhere in the state they want.
An open house for graduate students is scheduled for Saturday, October 11th. If you're interested in attending, you can RSVP on the School of Education website, which you can find through a link on our website, chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill School of Journalism and Mass Communication is welcoming WCHL's owner and CEO Jim Hebner as a Hall of Fame inductee. The North Carolina Halls of Fame for Journalism, Advertising, and Public Relations ceremony honors individuals who've made outstanding career-long contributions to their fields, according to a press release from UNC. Inductees must be native North Carolinians or be identified with the state. Hebner started working at WCHL in 1961. And was the force behind moving the music station to full-time news. The station began life in 1953 under the ownership of Sammy McClamrock, who served as Chapel Hill's mayor throughout the 60s, and by 1978, Hebner was a majority owner. WCHL operates as a division of Vilcom, of which Hebner is owner and CEO. Hebner is one of eight Halls of Fame inductees to be honored at the October 10th event at the Sheraton in Chapel Hill. Others include UNC Professor Emeritus Harry Amana, the first black journalism professor at the university, and Chris Matthews, host of MSNBC's Hardball. In 1968, Matthews dropped out of the UNC doctoral program in economics after 1 year to join the Peace Corps. Tickets for the event are $75. They're available through September 26th. You can purchase them. You can find the number to call in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHO News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
The Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce invites you to superpower our economy at Prime Time, Orange County's largest business expo. Join us this Thursday at the Sheraton in Chapel Hill from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Meet local businesses over free food and drink and win fabulous prizes. It's free and open to the public. Find out more at carolinachamber.org/primetime.
At Best Tile, we are a local store with a global selection. Local, as we are a family business conveniently located just down the road at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, where our team of in-house designers are ready to assist in finding the tile and stone that's right for you. And global, as we are one of the largest importers of tile and stone in the nation, with a focus on premier products from countries like Spain, Italy, and the U.S., where you are assured products are created responsibly. Local store, global selection. Best Tile. Stop by and see us on Garrett Road or find us online at besttile.com. For beautiful grand beaches and grand, exciting cultural entertainment, visit Grand Bahama Island in the Bahamas. On October 1st, nonstop international flights begin from RDU Airport. Vacation Express is now offering packages including air, hotel, and ground transfers starting as low as $549. All-inclusive options available. These flights are limited to the month of October, so book now. Visit vacationexpress.com/Grand Bahama or call your local travel agent.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, we offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. Orange County commissioners will review employee benefits and authorize the purchase of a new truck to haul solid waste when the board meets tonight. The projected renewal costs for county employee health benefits are expected to rise by 13% for the next year, but that increase will likely be paid by the county, not by individual employees. Commissioners will also consider purchasing a hook lift truck for $193,000 to service the recycling compactors at Walnut Grove Convenience Center. The cardboard compactor at the landfill and all of the purple rigid plastic roll-off containers at the county's solid waste convenience centers and recycling drop-off sites. The board meets at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. You can read the agenda in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Carborough Alderman will consider creating the position of town historian when the board meets tonight. If the board approves the position, the town will put out a call for applicants, and alderpersons would appoint a historian to serve for a 4-year term. The board will also consider signing an interlocal agreement with Chapel Hill and Orange County to reimburse the county for preliminary engineering and community outreach efforts related to the effort to bring sewer service to the Rogers Road neighborhood. Carborough's share totals $25,200. The Board of Aldermen will meet tonight at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall, and you can find a link to the agenda for this meeting and this story on our website at chapelboro.com. The Obama administration is ramping up its response to West Africa's Ebola crisis. It's going to send 3,000 military personnel to the region to provide medical and logistical support. The Ebola outbreak is blamed for more than 2,200 deaths. The deadliest Ebola outbreak in history is continuing to rage in West Africa, with more than 3,500 infected since March and more than 1,800 dead, with a race to create effective medicine to combat the epidemic. Few companies are trying a not-so-conventional approach. Jordan Nash reports for Carolina Connection.
Tobacco. People light it up and chew it. But now, a few medical factories are using tobacco for a healthy cause, for vaccines and antibody treatment. In order to make vaccines and treatments work, scientists grow proteins. UNC graduate Daniel Adams is a lab analyst in Durham and explains how proteins are normally grown.
So when flu season rolls around, they pick the strain they think is going to be the most popular, and they put it in a chicken egg, and they use natural physiological processes to replicate it.
The problem? This method takes about 5 to 6 months to grow the proteins enough to make the medicine. The tobacco process of growing proteins works in a similar fashion, but takes a much shorter time. Medicago, a Canadian-owned medical company that produces vaccines by using plant processes, has an American branch located in Research Triangle Park. The Durham facility is equipped to make more than 10 million doses of pandemic flu vaccines each month. So how does the tobacco process work?
The tobacco strain, they're putting a protein in tobacco, and it's going to replicate it and act like a factory for it. And after a few weeks or days, however long it takes, they have enough to distill down to their drug product.
And a new use for the cheaper and quicker tobacco process? To make treatments to combat Ebola. Kentucky Bioprocessing is using this method to make a treatment called ZMAP for the virus. The company, which is owned by tobacco giant Reynolds American Incorporated, made the medicine that was given to the two Americans who were affected in Liberia who lived and to the Spanish priest who died this summer. These treatments were not approved by the FDA, but were given because of the dire circumstances. While those doses were the only ones Kentucky Bioprocessing had, officials in the company say they are working diligently to make more treatment doses as quickly as possible. They say once another treatment is made and approved in the U.S., they can crank out thousands or millions of doses in a short period of time. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jordan Nash.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Medication. It airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. WCHL News Time, 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Not a lot of traffic out there so far, and as far as we know, no problems at all to report so far. Situation will certainly change a little bit later on. Traffic will pick up considerably in the next half hour or so. You're going to hear from Rand Norton in just a few minutes on WCHL. He will be keeping an eye on our traffic situation all morning long. In fact, if you see anything that's a little unusual, something that may cause a problem, call us in the newsroom, 919-9678-363, or you can tweet us at our new Twitter handle, at WCHL Chapelboro. Whatever you do, however you decide to communicate, please do that safely, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather, 63 degrees, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thundershowers in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain, and then a 20% chance of showers after midnight. Overnight, low in the low 60s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain in the morning, and then also a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the middle 70s. 6:19 at WCHL. Time to turn to championship sports, and a lot to tell you about this morning. Let's start with men's soccer. UNC men's soccer team surpassed the only team it has fallen to this season and now sits at the top spot in the country, according to a recent poll. College Soccer News ranked North Carolina number one in the nation Monday after its 3-0 ACC win against Pittsburgh on Friday here in Chapel Hill. That win propelled the Tar Heels past the former number one UCLA Bruins, and the Tar Heels lost to 1-0 in the Carolina Nike Classic on August 31st. The Bruins' recent scoring woes helped contribute to the shift. UCLA is coming off a pair of nothing-nothing ties to Santa Clara and Cal Poly over the weekend. Notre Dame held the number two spot before Monday's poll, but fell to number four after a 1-0 loss to Kentucky last Monday. Washington sits at number three, moving up two spots. Virginia rounds out the top five, falling a spot. Tar Heels are back on the road and out of conference play today against William & Mary. That game can be seen on NSCAA TV with a kickoff time schedule for 7 p.m. UNC volleyball team jumped four spots in this week's national rankings after sweeping its opponents in the Carolina Classic over the weekend. The AVCA coaches voted the Tar Heels into the number 13 spot after a hard-fought meeting with then-number 16 Kentucky over the weekend. Tar Heels then ranked number 17, pulled off the five-set victory with a 16-14 final set. Wildcats took sets 2 and 3 in dominating fashion, 25-15 in each, but the Heels answered with a 25-13 set 4 to force the deciding set. The weekend's remaining game was a breeze comparatively as Carolina swept Georgia Southern and then Virginia Commonwealth on a doubleheader Saturday. UNC is 7-0 in the season on a 5-match winning streak after its 3-0 loss to Illinois in the Illini Classic August 30th. Tar Heels remain home this weekend for the ACC Big 12 Classic. Oklahoma comes to town on Friday. Carolina will host West Virginia on Saturday. Both matches start at 6 p.m. Game week is back for the Carolina football team, and with a trip down to Greenville to face East Carolina in Pirate Country on tap for Saturday, head coach Larry Fedora and the Tar Heels know they will have to be at their very best to come out with a win and improve to 3-0. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
The open bye week gave the UNC coaching staff the opportunity to go back to the basics and preach the fundamentals. The Tar Heels were sloppy with penalties, defensive assignments, and tackles for large portions of their wins in the opening two contests. Coach Fedora says he thought his team, loaded with an infusion of freshmen and sophomores, profited greatly from the refresher courses in practice at Navy Field.
It's an opportunity for them to get more reps and hopefully become more comfortable. When it'll slow down for them, I don't know. You know, last year it took a while for all those young kids before the game slowed down and they started realizing that they could play. You know, and so I don't know when that'll take place for them. But it was nice. I thought it was good to have the open week at this point, which just gave us some time to really go back to the fundamentals.
But the tune-up time is over. Game week is in full swing for the Tar Heels. The Pirates are coming off an impressive 28-21 upset over then number 17 Virginia Tech at Blacksburg, a place few opponents walk out of on the right side of the scoreboard. So with an in-state rivalry game against an in-form opponent upcoming in a hostile environment, Carolina will no doubt face a stern test. Coach Fedora says the regional matchups featuring ravenous fan bases only add to the excitement.
When you're talking about an in-state team, the good part about it is the regional rivalry that I've talked about before, that the fans are, you know, they love it. I mean, both sides. I mean, because they don't want they don't like the other side.
Coach Fedora says game weeks like these are what make college football so special.
So that's good for college football. It really is. I think it's good. It gives your fans something to talk about all year, and it's something to talk about up to the game and after the game. And I think it's a good thing.
Saturday will offer a chance at some sweet revenge for the Tar Heels. A season ago, Carolina suffered a humiliating 55-31 home loss in Chapel Hill to the Pirates. Coach Fedora says he doesn't have to remind his team about last year's debacle in Keenan Stadium.
You really don't have to say anything. I mean, these guys, they don't forget things like that, you know. So I'm sure that in a lot of their minds, it will be a factor for them. It will be something that you know, internally motivates them. But then you got other guys that are playing that had nothing to do with the game. So I mean, it's a game to them.
After opening their season in the cozy comforts of home, the schedule turns tough for the Tar Heels, with 5 of their next 7 games coming on the road. As Coach Fedora always says, UNC will be taking it one step at a time, just trying to go 1-0 each week. But given last year, if Carolina is somehow able to go 1-0 at the end of play on Saturday in Dowdy Ficklin Stadium, it may feel more like 2 wins for the price of 1. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Going to be a tough game right here on WCHL. Game time is 3:30, but our coverage will begin early at 12 noon on WCHL. You don't want to miss it. It's hard for Carolina coach Fedora to know exactly what kind of defense he has going into this game. On the one hand, the Tar Heels have been among the nation's best at forcing turnovers in the first two games. On the other hand, they missed way too many tackles in their last outing. Saturday's trip to East Carolina could tell a lot of the story about what kind of defense we have. 6:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Kyocera, intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps, and services that help your whole business be more productive. Total document solutions only from Kyocera. This is Charles Osgood. The mother of our Sunday morning colleague, Mo Rocca, lives in the United States now, but she was born and raised elsewhere and has some very fond memories.
Every year when we had the school vacation, we'll go to the little towns, and it was very simple life.
That's my mother describing her early life in Colombia, a country she remembers as peaceful and eminently civilized. My Aunt Beatrice, who still lives in Colombia, has similar memories. They're talking about a time before Colombia became synonymous with drugs and violence.
When the drug dealers came, they put bombs in the hotels, bombs in the clubs.
Mo's Aunt Beatrice lived through those terrible times in Colombia. More about them after this. The American dream, it's the promise of a fulfilled and happy life. It's at the heart of what we hold sacred as Americans. And there's another important promise, one made by your independent agent representing Auto Owners Insurance. A promise they'll work hard to protect your American dream. And after nearly 100 years in business, Auto Owners Insurance continues to stand behind their agents. So you can have the peace of mind you need to know your American dream is protected. Just go to AutoOwners.com to locate an independent agent near you.
Here at the hospital, the focus is patient health. But as the administrator, my focus is patient information. Medical histories, lab results, millions of documents printed, scanned, and accessed.
With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps you capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter.
At a hospital, every document is important.
If the document is important, the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
Young Mo Rocca was here in the United States when violence took over Colombia, but he could see how distressed his mother was to hear the awful word from there.
The country seemed to be in chaos. In the span of 1 week in 1985, the Palace of Justice was attacked by guerrillas and almost half the Supreme Court murdered.
Killings, kidnappings, how much worse could it get?
Just days later, 25,000 people were buried by a volcano in the countryside. I vividly remember the Time magazine headline that week. It felt like my mother's country was dying.
It wasn't, because there came an almost miraculous transformation. Mo will tell you about that on our next broadcast, The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Lisa's call came in when she was at the grocery store. Her phone rang and everything changed. Mom had had a stroke. It wasn't supposed to happen this way. She thought she'd have more time, but she never knew how to get the conversation started. Now she'd have to make decisions on behalf of a mother whose wishes she knew nothing about. To learn how to have difficult conversations with your aging parent, visit 4070talk.com. That's 4070talk.com. Don't wait. Have the conversation. Brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that 70% of the people over the age of 65 will require long-term care? Today, 1 year of long-term care is estimated to cost $75,000, and in 30 years, it will rise to $250,000. The average age of a buyer is 57, when most people can qualify for good health discounts. A long-term care policy protects you in case you lose the capacity for independent living. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Extraordinary Ventures Pets. It's 50% off, a $150 value for dog walking services available today for only $75. No time to walk your dog? Extraordinary Ventures is proud to announce their latest business called EV Pets. EV employees will come directly to your Chapel Hill, Carborough, or Hillsborough home during the week of your choice and walk your dog for five consecutive days. Each session takes approximately 50 minutes and includes walking, watering, and lots of love. It's half off from EV Pets, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
20 seconds to play. Taylor fires it. And is it intercepted? It is! Intercepted by the Tar Heels. Tim Scott with the pick. And this one is heading Carolina Blue.
Carolina football on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, your flagship station for the Tar Heels in Chapel Hill.
It is 6:30 on the button, and time now for your Chapel Hill cover weather, brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. It is 63 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 62 this morning in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler, partly sunny, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, then a 20% chance of rain even after midnight. Our overnight low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers in the morning, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, and the high is back down in the middle 70s. So it's going to get a little bit warmer today than it was yesterday, and then tomorrow, it'll be a little cooler again. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
Broadening the attacks against ISIS in Iraq in support of Iraqi ground troops.
U.S. military forces continue to attack ISIL terrorists in Iraq, employing attack and fighter aircraft to conduct two airstrikes Sunday and Monday in support of Iraqi security forces near Sinjar and southwest of Baghdad.
Colonel Patrick Ryder is with U.S. Central Command and says six of the terrorist vehicles were destroyed near Sinjar. Stateside, both Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey will speak to congressional members today to outline the fight against ISIS. Correspondent Cammie McCormick says it will be a challenge to back some rebels fighting in Syria.
There will be a lot of questions about the president's strategy going forward, and in particular how the U.S. military will vet and train moderate Syrian opposition fighters to counter the extremist group. The Pentagon believes 5,000 could be trained in 1 year, but admits vetting will be difficult and time-consuming.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
64 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny today. Chance of rain in the afternoon, 6:32. I'm Ron Stutz. The UNC School of Education is having its share of problems attracting new students who want a career in teaching and, for predictable reasons, lack of incentives and statewide cuts to teaching programs. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
I would think that we are very much in the same situation as other schools of education across the state.
That's Ann Bryan, Assistant Dean for Student Affairs at the UNC School of Education. Recent news reports about declining enrollments for School of Education programs are sobering. Speaking recently with WCHL, Bryan confirmed that the UNC School of Education is feeling the pain too. She supplied some raw numbers that show an especially startling drop in undergraduate admissions for the 2014-15 school year. Only 81 undergrads enrolled this time around, compared to 113 the year before. Graduate admissions are a little better, up to 171 from 151 last year, but 2 years ago, the number was around 230. Bryan said there's a noticeable trend of students turning away from education as a major, and she lays some of the blame on the state's elimination of the Teaching Fellows Program and the recent elimination of master's pay for teachers that earn advanced degrees.
Across the state, we have been put in a little bit of a defensive position to defend education a little bit and why it's a good choice in light of some decisions made at the state level, particularly around pay.
Bryan says she's not entirely dejected by declining numbers. She said the School of Education has an ear to the ground for students who may not even want to go into teaching, but into education policy instead.
I think that our relatively new education minor is bursting with students.
It's not that the department is giving up on drawing aspiring teachers either. Bryan said the School of Education is stepping up recruitment efforts with more college fairs, open houses, information sessions, and working with undergraduate admissions to get the word out.
North Carolina has high needs areas still where teachers in math, science, and special education can pretty much get a job anywhere in the state they want.
An open house for graduate students is scheduled for Saturday, October 11th. If you're interested in attending, you can RSVP on the School of Education website, which you can find through a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The UNC Chapel Hill School of Journalism and Mass Communication is welcoming WCHL's owner and CEO, Jim Hebner, as a Halls of Fame inductee. The North Carolina Halls of Fame for Journalism, Advertising, and Public Relations ceremony honors individuals who've made outstanding career-long contributions to their fields, according to a press release from the UNC. Inductees must be native North Carolinians or be identified with the state. Hebner started working here at WCHL in 1961 and was the force behind moving the music station to full-time news. The station began life in 1953 under the ownership of Sandy McClamrock, who served as Chapel Hill's mayor throughout the 1960s. By 1978, Hebner was majority owner. WCHL operates as a division of Vilcom, of which Hebner is owner and CEO. Hebner is one of eight Halls of Fame inductees to be honored at the October 10th event coming up at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. Others include UNC Professor Emeritus Harry Amana, the first black journalism professor at the university, and Chris Matthews, host of MSNBC's Hardball. In 1968, Matthews dropped out of the UNC doctoral program program in economics after 1 year to join the Peace Corps. Tickets for the event are $75. They're available through September 26th. You can purchase them by calling 919-843-2026. You can find that number in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Carborough Alderman will consider creating the position of town historian when the board meets tonight. If the board approves the position, the town will put out a call for applicants, and Alderman would appoint an historian to serve for a 4-year term. The board will also consider signing an interlocal agreement with Chapel Hill and Orange County to reimburse the county for preliminary engineering and community outreach efforts related to the effort to bring sewer service to the Rogers Road neighborhood. Carborough's share totals $25,200. The Board of Alderman will meet tonight at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall. And Orange County Commissioners will review employee benefits and authorize the purchase of a new truck to haul solid waste when the board meets tonight. The projected renewal costs for county employee health benefits are expected to rise by 13% for the next year, but that increase will likely be paid by the county, not by individual employees. Commissioners will also consider purchasing a hook lift truck for $193,000 to service the recycling compactors at Walnut Grove Convenience Center. The cardboard compactor at the landfill and all the purple rigid plastic roll-off containers at Orange County's solid waste convenience centers and recycling drop-off sites. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. You can read the agenda for this meeting and also the Board of Aldermen meeting on our website, chapelboro.com. A survey of North Carolina likely voters shows Democratic U.S. Senator Kay Hagan holding a narrow lead over Republican challenger Tom Tillis, roughly 2 months away from Election Day. The Elon University poll released yesterday had Hagan with support from 45% of those likely to vote, compared to 41% for Tillis, state House Speaker. 9% said they would vote for someone else, and close to 5% remain undecided. The survey of 629 likely voters taken September 5th through September 9th has a margin of sampling error of 3.9 percentage points. When expanded to include registered voters surveyed, the Elon poll says 38% approved of President Barack Obama's job performance, while 50% disapproved. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tom Tillis is getting help from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie as part of Christie's multiple stop swing through the Carolinas to raise money and meet voters. Christie and Tillis were slated to hold a meet and greet this morning in Wilmington before holding a private fundraiser for Tillis' campaign. Christie will head on to South Carolina for several fundraisers on behalf of that state's incumbent Governor Nikki Haley, who's seeking re-election this fall. State House Speaker Tillis is attempting to unseat Democrat Senator Kay Hagan in November. Christie's visits come under his position as chairman of the Republican Governors Association, but he'll also visit two states that could play important roles in the GOP presidential nomination in early 2016. Christie is considering a run for president. A Wake County Superior Court judge has dismissed a trespassing case against a protester arrested at the North Carolina Legislative Building in Raleigh, a ruling that could impact future cases. The News and Observer reports that Chief Resident Superior Court Judge Donald Stevens ruled last Friday that the constitutional rights of Leonard Beegley were violated when he was arrested in June of 2013 for demonstrating against the North Carolina General Assembly's agenda. Beegley was among more than 900 demonstrators arrested last summer outside the legislature, where state senators and representatives were adopting new laws and policies. The ruling was the first in Wake County Superior Court to address constitutional issues challenged by protesters at the district court level. It could affect cases on appeal and those still undecided in district court. WCHO News Time, 6:39. Lauren Easton has today's commentary. That is on the way next, followed by Inside Carolina Football.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do box breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Did you know that Central Dermatology has a full laser center? Doctors Beth Goldstein, Janelle Williams, and Rebecca Todd Bell invite you to experience Carolina MediSpa. Our beautiful facility provides state-of-the-art laser services that help treat concerns such as skin laxity, brown spots, redness, unwanted hair, tattoo removal, and more. And our friendly and knowledgeable spa staff are always available for complimentary consultations. Find out more by visiting CarolinaMediSpa.com, your first step to great-looking skin.
Coleman, Huntoon & Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite, our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. Have you thought of claiming an elderly parent as a dependent? The Adult Dependent Exemption is one way to deduct expenses on your tax return if you have contributed more than 50% of your parent's financial support. Consider this exemption to ease the financial burden of caring for an elderly parent. That's your Tax Bite of the Week from Coleman, Huntoon & Brown. And you can find more on chapelboro.com.
64 degrees at WCHL. It is 641.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Lauren Eastham. A new model of policing needs to occur in many locations in the United States. Gone should be the days of militaristic style of policing where a show of force and a me against them attitude prevails. Where, though, is the line drawn for safe expression of our rights to assemble and free speech and the potential for being considered a riot in the making or an already existing riot? That fine line is something that the police are used to hearing about, that line of which some things should not be crossed. That line should be a recognition of all the police that not all assemblies or multitudes of people with strong opinions is a group of fanatics that needs to be controlled with nerve gases, armored vehicles, and shotguns displayed and pointed at crowds. That term riot has been used pretty loosely of late. How is our country to feel safe in its constitutional right to peacefully protest, express our feelings, when the threat of military police force is in the air? Why arrest the press and cut off their cameras? What is it with the police riding atop armored vehicles with rifles drawn? Where do we live? Where is the First Amendment? What has happened in Ferguson and other parts of the country not getting this press coverage is reminiscent of old Soviet-style government control of dissenting citizens' opinions. Community policing may seem like a vague term, but it is a term that I hope more cities across the nation pay attention to. With community policing, there's a basic understanding that the freedom to assemble and express one's opinion peacefully is within our right, and that police can actually be helpful in allowing these basic rights to continue safely. A police presence ideally should not necessarily mean a show of force with guns drawn and arrests of journalists. There is a difference. Community policing is a police force that gets to know its community personally and truly understands what issues they are having. Thus, when a protest occurs, there is less likely to be an overreaction to a peaceful demonstration. When is the time to show military equipment perhaps once used to take out Osama bin Laden? Is it ever appropriate here? Our town had its test with Yates Motor Company incident several years ago. I believe that experience was a learning one for everyone. We are a democracy. We are not a police state. We abide by strict laws, but we have the ability to speak our opinions. We should not break the law, but let the First Amendment continue to define us as a nation. Let it continue. Allow citizens to disagree peacefully without the fear of unreasonable show of force. This is Lauren Eastham.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
Alongside the head coach of Carolina Football, Tar Heels coming off the bye week and heading into East Carolina preparation this week. Coach, did you feel good about the work that you got in over these past couple of days with no game this past weekend?
Yeah, we really did. I think, first of all, the work we got in the open week was really good for our football team. I think it came at a good time. And then, you know, we've had some good practices now as we zero in on East Carolina. I think our guys are fresh and ready to go.
Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia and receive special savings by booking using the promo code Tar Heels. The homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code Tar Heels to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the homestead today.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
Coach, you certainly didn't need any visual reminders of the quality of football team that East Carolina is, but the Pirates coming off an impressive win this past weekend in Blacksburg against Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I sat there and watched it on Saturday at the house and was very impressed with the way they're playing. I was no surprise to me, I can assure you, from watching them on film throughout last year and then watching them early in the season this year. I mean, they've got an experienced group on both sides of the ball, and they're very, very good in all their kicking game. And so, you know, this will be the best team we've played to this point, and they're a really good football team.
That game coming up 3:30 on Saturday, but more work to do between now and then, including tonight at Top of the Hill Restaurant for Larry Fedora Live at 7 p.m.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Well, game time on Saturday is 3:30. Our coverage will begin early at 12 noon with our exclusive UNC Healthcare Countdown to Kickoff presented by Stanley Martin Holmes, followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. Then we'll join the network for an hour-long pregame show, and then game time, and we'll even be here with postgame coverage on WCHL. Carolina versus East Carolina. Boy, this could be some kind of matchup. 6:47 at WCHL.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
For beautiful grand beaches and grand exciting cultural entertainment, visit Grand Bahama Island in the Bahamas. On October 1st, nonstop international flights from RDU Airport. Vacation Express is now offering packages including air, hotel, and ground transfers starting as low as $549. All-inclusive options available. These flights are limited to the month of October, so book now. Visit vacationexpress.com/Grand Bahama or call your local travel agent.
At Best Tile, we are a local store with a global selection. Local, as we are a family business conveniently located just down the road at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, where our team of in-house designers are ready to assist in finding the tile and stone that's right for you. And global, as we are one of the largest importers of tile and stone in the nation, with a focus on premier products from countries like Spain, Italy, and the U.S., where you are assured products are created responsibly. Local store, global selection. Best Tile. Stop by and see us on Garrett Road or find us online at besttile.com.
6:48 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit.
Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Burgundy shirt, black tie, looking good.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
I didn't
that.
Didn't realize this was a black tie event today.
Every time is a black tie affair with you, Ron.
Yeah, well, you know, I try to be as formal as possible, so. You know, here's how you like my cummerbund.
I love it. I think it's perfect. Perfect.
Thank you.
Other than that one drunk driver I had to call on, call 911 about this morning on my way into work.
Did you really?
I actually did. I had to, he was swerving in his own lane, swerving back and forth. Then he passed a truck, a big rig. Wow. And that's when I really got kind of concerned because he came up on him real fast and was able to swerve around him, and then kind of he didn't quite cut him off when he got back in front of him, but he was causing me some concern this morning, so I called the authorities and hopefully they got him. But he got off of I-40 at 15501 and headed somewhere around that area. And I don't know if he was texting or if he was drunk or if he's just a terrible driver, but any of those situations would mean that he should not have been on the road anymore because exactly. He was not doing a very good job.
Well, if you got the license plate number, then they'll know who it is.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I did not. I was not able to get safely close enough to him to do that because I was kind of concerned that he was going to swerve into me, too. Yeah. So that was part of my concern, but I was able to. There was some writing on the truck, and Had a white camper on the back, so I was, you know, I was able to kind of figure it out and tell them at least that much information. So
wow, well, good for you.
But yeah, but now we hope that that is not the situation out there. And if you do see anything, any accidents or delays, anything like that, please give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. Or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely. If it's something serious, call 911 first. Then you can call us and let us know. We'll pass the word along so everyone else can avoid the area. But right now, pretty smooth traveling as we start off this Tuesday morning.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Hey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in a half an hour or so.
All right.
That is a look at your traffic on WCHL, brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit on the Chapel Hill side of Durham, next to New Hope Commons. Eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or you can arrange for catering at Dickie's.com. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. 65 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today, about 82. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain with a low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain in the morning and in the afternoon. And our high tomorrow in the middle 70s. So the temperatures will be a little bit warmer today than yesterday, and then back down around yesterday's level tomorrow. So kind of up and down weather here. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Blues singer B.B. King, and one of the greatest guitarists on the planet. B.B. King is 89 years old today. Clergyman, author, Reverend Robert Schuller's 88 today. Actor George Chakiris, 82. Let's see here. Actress Linda Miller, 72 years old today. Betty Kelly, who is a member of Martha and the Vandellas, turned 70 today. And actress Susan Rutan is 66. Ed Begley Jr., the actor, 65 years old today. Actor-comedian Lenny Clark turned 61. Jazz musician Earl Klug, 61 years old today. TV personality Mark McEwen is 60 years old today. Baseball Hall of Famer Robin Yount turns 59. Actor Mickey Rourke is 58. And magician David Copperfield is 58. Actor Jennifer Tilly is 56. Oral Hershiser, retired Major League Baseball All-Star pitcher, 56 years old today. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star Tim Raines turns 55. Singer Richard Marx, 51. Comedian actress Molly Shannon turns 50 years old today. She's 50 years old. Remember, she used to do that bit on Saturday Night Live? Singer Mark Anthony is 46. Comedian actress Amy Poehler, 43 years old today. Alexis Bledel, the actress, 33. Gilmore Girls. Rock singer Teddy Geiger, 26 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays. First of all, Emil Kang has a birthday today. Mark Killian has a birthday. Happy birthday, Mark. Hope it's a big celebration at your house. And our birthday winner is Perry Kylo. Perry Kylo gets a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they love taking care of their customers, and they're going to love taking care of Perry Kylo. Happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for a little trip down memory lane.
A little trivia.
A little trip down memory lane.
And it is, yes.
It happens to be Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm assuming that you're going to throw some musical tidbit at us.
I am.
And you're going to ask us to identify the song?
And
how do you want to do this?
The group.
Okay.
And the group. We're doing number one tunes.
All right.
45 years ago, this very day,
mm-hmm.
what Ron's about to play was the number one tune in the U.S. of A. Name it and the group. Here we go.
All right. This would be 1969.
Is that right? 69? Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Hey, right up my alley. Here we go.
Go.
I'm going to hear it at the very same time, so here we go. Oh, I don't know that. That's easy. Woo! You know the name of the band. You know the name of the song, so call me right now. 919-929-WCHL.
I met a gentle barrel queen here with her.
That could not possibly be any easier. Call right now if you know the answer to the question, and you can be a winner this morning on Rock and Roll Trivia.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Natalia Linus is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
You are the office coordinator for the Carborough office of El Centro Hispano.
Yes, so as all of you know, we've been in town for the past 4 years. We serve all the Latino community, and right now we've been working with a task force for the past 4 years in a project called the Worker Center. All the day laborers that you have seen on Jones Ferry Road with David Rowe, they're going to be moved to our office. The idea is to offer them more secure jobs and just like create new groups and giving them like a leadership and create a group for domestic workers as well.
And what's the benefit of the Worker Center?
We want to provide more services to them. We know that having this opportunity for them is perfect to also have more jobs available. Some of them are in the corner and they find a job temporarily for one day, but next day you never know if you're going to get something or not. We're hoping that once we open the Worker Center, this person can have more jobs and that way also learn English and literacy, so the pool of jobs that he can have will be wider, and that way their income will be more stable.
It's going to be one heck of a lot better than what's happening right now.
As most of you know, the system that they have right now is whoever comes to the corner and pick them up, they just like run to the car and go. And sometimes in the middle of the road, they tell them like, oh, well, like, I don't think you're going to be a better person for the job. So they just like leave them in the middle of the road and they don't have a way to come back. Or after like 10, 12 hours of work, they don't get paid. So that's what we're trying to avoid. That probably we're going to lower that number of cases, but at some point the ideal will be that that doesn't happen at all.
Natalia, let me just ask you, how long have you been here and how long have you been with El Centro Hispano?
Originally from Colombia. Mm-hmm. I've been here for the past 4.5 years, and with El Centro, I've been working for the past year.
Thank you for doing what you do, because you are certainly helping a lot of other people. Is there a website where folks can go?
Yes, they can go to www.elcentronc.org, or they just can go to our office. We are in downtown Carver on 201 West Weaver Street, and they can also call us to 919-945-0132.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
you. Nice to meet you. And
nice
thank
to
you
meet
for coming
you too. Thank you.
Natalia Linus is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 6:58 at WCHL and Rock and Roll Trivia this morning.
Well, it's one of my favorites,
oh,
Freddie.
As soon as you start hearing that kind of cowbellish thing.
What
like,
a
you know,
great song.
And then the drum.
Stones.
I met her.
Gentle barroom queen in Memphis. Honky-tonk women, ladies
Honky-tonk
and gentlemen.
Honky-tonk women by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. And you know, Mike Nicewinder was the first one to get in here with the correct answer this morning. Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you for listening. And thanks to everybody for those phone calls this morning. That's a pretty easy one to identify, this one, I think. Honky tonk women. Yes, sir. Stones. And that's rock and roll, baby. Mike Nicewinder gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you very much.
At OurLocalDeal.com is from Connect Chiropractic. It's 50% off your first chiropractic exam and treatment with Dr. Kate. And it's available today for only $65, normally a $130 value. Connect Chiropractic was formed with the simple goal of providing women with comprehensive preventative health care. Whether you've woken up with a stiff neck or you've been feeling fatigued for months, Dr. Kate wants to help you get your energy back and get you on the right track to a pain-free life. It's half off from Connect Chiropractic, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Look for a high today. about 82 degrees at 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
I'm Frank Setapani. The United States is declaring war on Ebola. CBS's Peter Mayer tells us President Obama will step up efforts to stop the virus from spreading in and beyond West Africa.
CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden compares the spread of the disease to a raging forest fire.
We have to stop it at the source in Africa.
To achieve that crucial goal, an estimated 3,000 U.S. military personnel and other government teams will build new treatment centers and distribute medicine, disinfectant, body bags, and other items to curtail the Ebola epidemic,
which has already claimed more than 2,400 lives. American warplanes have carried out airstrikes on ISIS terror targets near Baghdad and in northwestern Iraq. CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons tells us this may be just a warm-up for more aggressive attacks later on.
Looks like the airstrikes are still passive and reactive to what's happening on the ground.
Has ISIS been helped by government secrets leaker Edward Snowden? CBS's Vicki Barker is live with that.
Whatever his intention, Snowden's leaks have reportedly hampered the hunt for the ISIS executioners and for their hostages. The Times of London cites British academics, lawmakers, and intelligence officials saying the published descriptions of how the NSA intercepts emails, text messages, and phone calls have almost certainly helped ISIS and other Islamist militants evade detection. U.S. and British spy chiefs had already warned that several terror groups changed tactics after reading the classified files. Frank?
A suicide car bombing near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul has killed three NATO service members. Their nationalities have not been made public. A wind-driven wildfire has laid waste to much of Weed, California, a logging town 50 miles from the Oregon border.
There's nothing left. My lawn's all burned up. All that's left there is bricks. It's completely gone.
Tropical storm Odile weakened after drenching Mexico resort areas, but forecasters say it still has the potential to cause floods and mudslides in the desert southwest. The Minnesota Vikings have reinstated running back Adrian Peterson. Viking fans have mixed emotions.
I'll be thinking of him because I know he's in a hard spot right now.
It's not worth winning games to have somebody go unpunished when they're doing things like he's done.
Peterson is charged with beating one son. His lawyer is denying allegations about a second alleged abuse case. The NFL is hiring experts to help it reshape domestic abuse policy. Is your child less than 57 inches tall? CBS's Barry Bagnato tells us youngsters below that should be riding in booster seats.
A new survey shows most parents are moving their children out of protective car booster seats too soon. 9 out of 10, in fact, says Kate Carr of Safe Kids Worldwide.
It's really simple. Measure your child.
1 out of 4 parents in the survey admitted they don't even make their kids buckle up on every ride.
A fourth Atlantic City casino closed its doors about an hour ago. Ruth Hardrick worked at the Trump Plaza.
I was a dealer here for 26 years.